Amy Sedaris was here earlier this month to talk about the art of crafting, and during that visit, we launched our Cheap Craft Contest. We're asking listeners to craft a homemade gift using found materials and things that you already have on hand. There's a $10 spending limit, and the deadline to enter is Tuesday, November 30th at 5 p.m. Winners will receive an autographed copy of Amy's new book called Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People, and also a Leonard LoPage Show 25th Anniversary T-shirt. Amy Sedaris is checking in with us now to talk about the submissions we've received so far. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Have you had a chance to review the submissions on our website?
I've been looking at them. They're fantastic. Right now I'm looking at one that's jewelry made from turkey bones. They've been cleaned and bleached.
Now, this is before Thanksgiving. Can you imagine how many turkey bone submissions we're going to get after tomorrow?
Oh, my God. You're right. I know. I just saw that. I was like, oh, my God. Where did he get these bones? I see a lot of religious crafts. The people have painted stones, which are really nice. I guess you have to be a really good painter. One's painted like a mouse. It's adorable. Some people have been making a lot of pot holders, Christmas tree ornaments with styrofoam balls. Yeah, I'm impressed.
Because these are these go beyond the obvious crafts that, that even somebody like you who's written so much about crafts might think of.
Yes. But I mean, I you know, they're so random. I mean, some of them you could think of. I mean, some are just plain ugly, you know. But what I like about a lot of them is you can see a bit of the background. So I'm wondering where they're living.
the ugly ones have a chance? Can you give us a clue about what kinds of things that you're looking for when you're judging these crafts?
Well, I do process of elimination because a lot of times a lot of them are really good. So I have to judge, you know, like I do judge on like what's behind it. You know, like if they've shot it on top of some kind of wood grain countertop and the wallpaper behind it is hideous. Bye-bye. Because I have to think of ways to delete it. Or something that I've kind of, like somebody, which I think is something that I would do, they took a piece of Tupperware and they just dumped all their change in it. And on Magic Marker they wrote, we're trying to save money for ... That's not really a craft, but I really like it a lot. I like the idea of it.
Hmm. But that's not going to win.
That's not going to win. And then somebody did an instrument. It's a catnip saxophone, and I'm not a big fan of the looking at a saxophone made out of felt. So that's probably not going to happen. Somebody else did something that you hang like a sign over a doorknob, like door hangers that might say, you know, she's sleeping, or might have a, you know, just, you know, L on it for Leonard. I don't like doorknob crafts. So like things like that. Not fair. I know.
Well, you got to have some criteria, and since you're the judge, you're whatever you decide is what happens, right?
That's scary. I know. Or some of them, I love the instructions. Some go on for too long, so I'm automatically like, okay, no, you need to get a friend. And then some of them are like, you know, this is my niece or my baby, and I'm like, I don't want to hear about that. So I delete it for reasons like that too. So it's what they write.
The holidays are a good time to make crafts. Do you have any favorite Thanksgiving projects? You do anything with turkey bones?
I'm not going to do anything with turkey bones, I promise you. But if I do, I'm going to mail them just to you. Wouldn't you hate that? A wind chime out of turkey bones hanging in your office?
That'd be fun. Are you going to be decorating for the holiday or cooking for the holiday?
No, I'm still kind of on this book tour, so I won't. I'm unpacking and cleaning and repacking and going back out. So I got cheated out of holidays this year, just completely cheated out of them. So.
Well, there are a lot of people right now who are struggling financially. I would think that this is a particularly good holiday for people to make their own things, homemade gifts, things that you might want to put on the tree.
Leonard, I hear you, but I think if just to save money, I wouldn't encourage crafting because that's just I feel bad for the person who's going to receive that craft. Because chances are you just did it to save money, and it's just going to be crap nobody wants. So I would think of maybe you could make some food or something, or buy somebody a book of stamps or a nice box of tissue or a nice letter, something like that. But just don't make it because you're trying to save money, because it's just a waste of your time and their time, and you're just wasting your energy.
Many people have entered the Cheap Craft Contest, but we'd like to have more people participate. Do you have any words of inspiration to get our listeners into the crafting mood?
Well, from what I've seen, they're on the right track. Just keep being inspired by what's around. A lot of people have just been using things that they already have in their houses, and a lot of tin cans and yarn and thread and things that they found in the attic and bones from various meats. So I say keep on, you know, looking around you and seeing what, go with what you know. See what you can slap together that's just at your arm's reach.
Well, a reminder, there's still time to enter a cheap craft. You used another word, and I'm starting to wonder whether craft and that other word...
There's no difference.
Cheap craft contest. Craft a homemade gift using found materials and things you already have on hand. There is a $10 spending limit if you need to supplement your craft supplies. Did some people do that, or did you think that most of them were just using stuff that they found around the house?
No, I think a lot of them, if they did buy something, they explained, oh, I had to go buy a dowel to make this or that, and they'll explain it, so that's nice. But it looks like everything was way under $10, and it looks like it did come from their house. I mean, so far, everyone's sticking to the rules.
The deadline to enter is Tuesday, November 30th at 5 p.m., but you must submit a photo of your craft online, and then Amy will be back on our show on December 3rd to pick the winners. Winners will receive, as I said earlier, an autographed copy of Amy's new book called Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People, and also a Leonard LoPage Show 25th Anniversary T-shirt. Now, that is designed by Art Spiegelman, so it's not just any old T-shirt. It actually has some wonderful art on it. If you want more information about our cheap craft contest, you got me almost. Now I'm finding it hard to say craft, Amy. You're really ruining my life. It's on our show page at WMIC.org. Where are you now?
I'm in my apartment in New York.
Oh, but you're going to go back on the tour?
I go back out, yes.
And you're not making a dinner this year?
I'm not. I don't think so. It's not too late. I can still do it. I can make Thanksgiving dinner with my eyes closed. So I'm thinking about it.
Just one more thing. If you were making a turkey, would you brine?
No, I wouldn't brine.
Okay.
I'm not a brine.
You're not a briner?
I'm brining this. Cut back. Simple times.
And that's what Amy's book is called, Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People. Amy, thank you so much for talking with
thank
us again.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
And we will see you in December.
Yes.
December 3rd when we talk to the winners.
Yes. So I'll see you then. Thanks, Leonard.